This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's intelligence chief met Hamas leaders in Gaza on Monday to try to bolster a ceasefire between the Palestinian militant group and Israel and to discuss reconstruction plans following recent hostilities, Egyptian and Palestinian officials said. The visit was the first by an Egyptian intelligence chief since the early 2000s. Fighting between Israel and Hamas erupted on May 10th, and Gaza medical officials claimed 253 Palestinians were killed during the fighting. Gaza's housing ministry says thousands of homes were damaged or destroyed in the 11 days of fighting. A ministry official put the cost of rebuilding at $150 million. India's Serum Institute will increase production of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines by nearly 40% in June, officials said on Monday, as the country works to fix a shortage that has worsened the country's battle with coronavirus. India has struggled with the catastrophic outbreak of COVID-19 since last month, which is only now starting to lessen after killing tens of thousands of people. The Serum Institute of India, the world's biggest manufacturer of vaccines, will make 90 million doses of AstraZeneca in June from about 65 million now, a company spokesman told Reuters. Most of the shots administered in India are AstraZeneca, but a government official says another local firm also plans to ramp up production of its vaccine to 23 million in June from about 10 million in April. Only about 3% of India's population is fully vaccinated, and about 12% have got the first shot and are waiting for the second. State governments, including the capital of Delhi, have reported shortages of vaccines. This is VOA News. Bangladeshi police said several thousand Rohingya staged unruly protests Monday against living conditions on a cyclone-prone island where they were moved from camps on the mainland. Bangladesh has shifted 18,000 out of a planned 100,000 refugees to an island where around 850,000 people live in squalid and cramped conditions. Most of them had fled a brutal military offensive in neighbor Myanmar in 2017 that UN investigators concluded was executed with, quote, genocidal intent. Police said Monday's protest involved up to 4,000 people and came during an inspection visit by officials from the United Nations Refugee Agency. China state media reported Monday the country will now allow couples to have three children after a census showed its people are rapidly aging. The country is further unwinding four decades of strict family planning controls as the world's most populous nation faces a falling birth rate. China relaxed its controversial one-child policy to a two-child policy in 2016 due to widespread concerns over its aging workforce and slow economic growth. But despite government efforts to encourage couples to have children, China's annual births have continued to decline to a record low of 12 million in 2020, the government said last month, as the cost of living rises and women increasingly make their own family planning choices. It threatens a demographic crisis, which has alarmed the ruling Communist Party headed by President Xi Jinping, facing a shortage of young workers as economic experts say China by 2050 will have to support hundreds of millions of elderly people. Vietnam plans to test all 9 million in its largest city for the coronavirus as it imposes more restrictions to deal with a growing COVID-19 outbreak. People in Ho Chi Minh City for the next 2 weeks are only allowed to leave home for necessary activities and public gatherings of more than 10 people are banned. The city earlier shut down non-essential businesses. Local media Vietnam News reports the city authority is planning to test its entire population with a testing capacity of 100,000 samples a day. The state newspaper also says police have filed a case against a couple who head a Protestant church mission for, quote, spreading dangerous infectious diseases through poor health protocols at the premises. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.